Farina was 14 years old when she was married to a man 21 years her senior. She moved in with her husband's family with little idea of what a marriage means or what was expected of her. In a society where a family's honor is often linked to female sexuality, her mother felt pressured to marry her off early.
I was worried about my honor. It was not her age to be married, but I was worried about her father's honor as well. That's why I got her married off.
Her case is not unique. Hundreds of thousands of girls across the country are getting married every year before they're physically or psychologically ready for it.
While child marriage is an issue for both sexes, a recent research study carried out by the child advocacy group Plan International suggests females in Pakistan marry at a significantly younger age than males. Sometimes they're married off as early as their first menstrual cycle. Getting accurate data on how many brides or grooms are underage is difficult in a country where birth records are often manipulated. UNICEF puts the figure of under 18 marriages at 21%, but local activists insist the true figure, particularly in rural areas, is as high as 60 or 70%, especially for girls. Activists blame the practice on a lack of awareness, poverty, and perceptions about a female's role in society. A son is considered a potential wage earner, while a daughter is considered a financial burden. They say little thought is given to problems early marriages can create down the road.
Often the girl, the mother, dies during childbirth. The poor thing is often herself only 13 to 14 years old and not capable of becoming a mother. Then dealing with the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law, the extended family system, she is not capable of handling all of this.
Awareness campaigns by the government and non-government organizations have helped. But child rights advocates say real long-term change is not possible without easier access to education and employment for girls. Aisha Tanzeem, VOA News, Islamabad.